switching over. This is an open shmooze, and I hope that the Olam feels that's an open shmooze, it's not a drasha. Starler and Malachas, we said in the afternoon, it's the shtickle of open psicha, because there's nothing not specific in the sugya. For all those who don't know, and I hope everyone here knows, the Mishnah, and I ain't giving what I'll fuss off, Lamentas Malachas. Okay, everyone knows? Okay, if you don't know, now you know, and I please expect every single person here to know that, that the Mishnah, and given with Aleph, is the list of Olam Tas Malachas. So we have, if you go through the list of Olam Tas Malachas, we have a bunch of different groupings, and there's a lot to learn in terms of knowing the global concept of Olam Tas Malachas. Just one quick example, the first 11, who is either Siddur the Pas, the Bishul Simonim, is discussed on the page. It's about getting to somewhere. It's actually going to be very relevant as well for Tzedah. It's going to be very, very relevant as well for Tzedah. Really what the Olam is going to have to do every time, and we probably could have done this morning a little bit, and maybe I hinted to it, but we kind of didn't get there. We got derailed a little bit by a few of the things I guess were bothering people about tefillah, about the kli being tefillah. But either way, every single malacha we have to be magdir. What exactly is the geder of the malacha? How we magdir that the malacha was done? So let's take seder. Mishnah says satzvi. Person did seder. How do we know that person did malacha? What is the malacha? How do you translate seder? So I guess you could say to catch, or maybe to hunt. Sometimes in the Torah it's to hunt. So the first question that someone has to ask themselves is, if they're magder seder, does it make a difference at all what happens after the seder? So I think everyone should know already, I hope, from their general ideas of Shas, that there are two sugyas at least. There are two sugyas at least that handle what happens afterwards. One's about Mino Nitzid and Embe Mino Nitzid, and one is about really what we call Ein Svicha L'Gufa. So the reason why I'm mentioning that, because there's also a discussion if there's an overlap between Embe Mino Nitzid and Ein Svicha L'Gufa, there's a discussion, that's going to be part of it. But the Pasha is not, the Pasha Sugya is not. So every single time we're dealing with Malacha, being Magder Malacha, we need to know, are we saying that something's missing in the Etzem Malacha? Or is something missing in the Malach's Machshavas? This is going to be very, very important. Every single time you discuss it with your Chavrusa, and you're dealing with, let's say, a Durabanan. Why is it Durabanan? It's Durabanan because of Malach's Machshavas, a global problem. And Tzvich L'Gufa has nothing to do with Seder specifically. Some Malachas do have very specific things when it comes to, let's say, and Tzvich L'Gufa, let's say. One of them, Barir, another one, famous one. So there might be specific elements, but no one's going to come and tell you that Ein Svicha L'Gufa is a malacha, one specific malacha condition. It's a general concept, lach machshavas. Kayadua, it's obvious. So this is something that you always have to figure out when we say that something is not going to be deres, it's going to be derabbanan. Are we talking about specifically that you're missing in the actual malacha? But there's something about the Malach's Machshavas that's missing. Okay, that's an obvious point. I think more specific to Seder, how in the world do we know that you trapped something or that you hunted something? Does anyone here have a tzad? Anyone here have a tzad in the Velt that if a person comes and makes a wall halfway down the world, they put themselves on one side of the world and they put the animal on the other side of the world, then now that's Kilat Seder because now they're on the other side of the world. Is that a tzad? Or opposite, I trapped myself in a little box, so that means I trapped all the animals away from me. And I want to have a tzad in the world that maybe that's seder. I hope not, right? What about when it's a really big cage? This is not going to be so pushy. When it's a really big cage, and you don't really have it caught, it's going to be one of the big sugyas. It's not so pushy, and I'm sure we'll hear a lot about this. This is before the sugya. I'm sure that we'll hear a lot about this. There's a lot of sikhs about it. There's a diak in the Rambam. There's a lot of different discussions. But would we say that you didn't catch it? You put it in a big house. You put it in a big cage. You didn't catch it at all. You didn't do anything. Oidilma, could we say that it's caught because now it can't roam freely? But you're not chayev because there's still something missing in what you try to accomplish. Meaning, where is the gather? Where is the exact gather of what the tzedah is? The first case, which I think is obvious to everyone, is not called tzedah, is because if an animal could completely roam freely, then you didn't do anything, right? There's nothing shtered by the animal. Nothing happened to the animal. Yeah, everyone's with me on this point. Nothing happened to the animal. No, you could say it speaks. What? That is going to be one of the big discussions, and that's why also there's going to be a big discussion in terms of, did I stop the animal from roaming freely, or the animal already is domesticated, already lives in the house? Right? That's going to be another discussion. It's all going to be the sugya. The Olam is going to see all this. It's going to be beferish and siman shin tazayin. I'm just trying to get the Olam to start realizing we have to be magdir the malacha. So, in terms of the first thing that we start with, we said, what exactly? How are we magdir the malacha of seder? What is seder? What is it? What is it? Catching, hunting. Now, I hinted to the fact that we care about why you caught or hunted the animal, right? So what is it? So what's, maybe there's nowhere in English. I don't know. Maybe what? Trapping. Yeah, but is there a way to define? Because I could trap something very easily. I trapped it. I put a cup over it, and then there was no tzar in the world that. Oh, getting it by you. Tachas yodai. And maybe add a little knetch, maybe. Tachas yadoi for usage. Meaning, here, so Chaim's adding that. Could be, it's said, is not. The trapping alone might not be the malacha b'chlal. It's said that trapping alone is not the malacha. You might say, why? So go back to the Mishnah and Gimel. It's kedai to know if Rashi ever said anything on the Mishnah and Gimel. It's kedai. Because there are a few gems in these Rashis, Achronim Meklad Yukim in them. So in Sad Svi, Rashi says, Choy Malachas Oiroi Neheges Betchoshim Lamishkin Bereseim. Rashi's telling you where this whole slew of Malachas are found in the Mishkan. Where the Mishkan, they went hunting. They went game hunting for fun. No, right? That wasn't the vort. It wasn't what was going on in the Mishkan. They were trying to prepare the hides, which means they caught the animals for the hides. Right? So this is what Yisrael Chaim was just saying. I don't know if there's a word in English that can have this whole sentence or not. I'm not sure. But definitely trapping isn't telling you the whole story, right? There's something of... Right, not mitzvah machshitz, exactly. More than just that. They point out that all these rashis, even though some do sound like it, sometimes we magda the etzem malacha. This has more to do with the Ein B'mina Nitzei discussion. Again, it's going to be the sugya. The Olam is going to see the sugya, and that's why a little bit I said the Ein Svicha Gufa might be specific to Tzad a little bit. But the Pashtus that we want to talk about, the Malacha, we want to say that you're catching something that the Tachas Yodam is meaningful for you, Bechla. It's Bechla meaningful. It's Lav Davka, always true, in every Malacha. They're only going to tell, let's say a person writes. He writes, full-fledged, like a real writing. A ksav that's permanent. A permanent writing. It's not zmani. The Mishnah discusses zmani. Is there a bonfire? A real permanent writing. Is anyone going to say, but now it depends why you wrote? What are you doing with the writing? Actually, we spoke about this, Barichas. If it does matter, it doesn't matter. I remember last time, there was a whole big discussion about it. In other words, because by Kshira, there's a discussion of that you plan on tying it and untying it. There was a discussion if you plan on writing it and or maybe erase it. But kids are... Normally, when we think about ksiva, when we think about bishul, we think a lot of malachas. We love to have to care what happens after. You wrote, so you did ksiva. You cook, so you did bishul. It's not always true, and that's why every single malacha, you have to do this every single time. What's the gather of this malacha? So by tzedah specifically, we're going to see, it's not enough to say trapped. It's not enough to say trapped. There's something more to it. That's why the Nakuda Yisrael Chaim is saying that you made it now Tachas Yadoi. That's a very important thing, because normally you make something Tachas Yadoi because you want something from it. That's why you make something Tachas Yadoi. That's what the phraseology is representing when we say Tachas Yadoi. Okay, that is another very, very important aspect of Seder. Another thing I wanted to turn our attention to, and it's all just psicha, we try to be magda, because I think if the Olam gets used to doing this every single malacha, then you not only understand the sugyas a lot better, but that's a avada very important, but actually applying and understanding where the seder, where there isn't seder, and when there's no shaykhis to seder, and we plug in any malacha, becomes a lot easier if you actually spend the time being magdir, what exactly is going on in each malacha. Right, so another question is there a maisa called seder? Is there a maisa called seder? Is there any specific maisa? Like, I did a maisa, and now it's called a maisa seder. The mashal, for example. Let's say there's no animal. Let's say there's no animal on the scene. It's just me. There's no animal on the scene. It's just me. I put down a trap. Can I be chayv because I put down a trap? Nothing was trapped. They just put down a trap, right? And I thought about this. It's on the Maror Mekoymus, I think, but I don't think anyone got there yet. But you hear in the Kuda, most people think about trapping is you trap the animal, right? The animal was trapped. Either I caught it in my hands, I put the cage on it. Let's say I didn't do any of that. I just put out a cage. Is that called the Maisa Seder Bechlal? Or maybe it just set something up. I did not do a Maisa Seder. This is going to be a discussion on Daf Yud Zayin. And there's a Tosfos there. And it brings a Tosefta. And there's a Rashba there. It's kedai to look at. Kedai to look at the Rashba. There's a Tosefta that says, a pirate's mesuda lebehema la'if and nichnas aseicha chayev. You were pirated, and then an animal went in your chayev. So, there's discussion in Rishonim that chiyev can only be if we're assuming there's no shvisas kelim. That's the Rashba points out. If there's shvisas kelim, so then it could be different. That's the Rashba. If there's no shvisas kelim, that's why paskin. Pas, there's no shvisas kelim. Yeah. If the animal goes in immediately, you put it out, and the animal goes in immediately. That's called you trapped it. So we see that somehow the animal going into the trap that you're putting, you did the Maisa Seder, but you didn't do anything. You just set up the trap. So there's a discussion, a little bit nachrenim, a little bit more. You did plan it, you didn't plan it, that it was going to come immediately. But the point being is it sad? Is it the self? Just putting out the trap means you caught the animal, but you didn't physically catch the animal. You didn't do it. You didn't physically catch it. It went in on its own. I'm just going to see the sugya soon. If an animal flies in, the bird flies into your jacket, you didn't do anything. It just flew into the jacket. Because there's no, it's, that's not a malacha. The Olam is going to learn the sugya. You'll see the sugya, what the Gemara says about it. So, again, how do we define seder? Why is it that there's a tzad that you could be chayav for seder if you didn't do anything? If you didn't do anything, the animal came by itself. But yet we say if the animal comes by itself, and your mamash didn't even spread out a cage, so that nothing happened. Fine, nothing happened. You didn't do anything. What would you say? You probably would say, I would think, one would probably say, because in one case, he made an attempt to catch something by putting out a cage. But what does the attempt to catch have to do with the catching? Why is one called a maisa seder and a chayev, and one's called that nothing happened, you didn't do anything? They're both the animal acting on its own. Just one case, the animal decided to hide in your clothing. What? Which one's more of a grum? I mean, it is a grum. Right, l'chur, it's a grumma. So I'm actually happy Oshi mentioned this. I forgot to mention this. It's probably very good that I mentioned this. On the tzad that you're chayav, and you didn't get involved at all in the maisa, l'chur, the whole thing was what we call b'shev al taisa. Normally, we're used to learning that when it comes to something that you're chayav skila for sure, but chattas, we normally think of that there's a maisa, but as you go through a lot of the malachas, we see that it's not always so pashut. Sometimes it's about setting up a malacha to take place is also called that you did a malacha. That's a massive chiddush. You have to understand that chiddush. For example, we could think of an example. Where is the time where we set things up and we don't necessarily do anything? Bishul. Exactly. Beautiful. Exactly. Is it right? Exactly. It's a different case. Exactly. These are some of the cases where you didn't really do it. You didn't actually do it. But just the setup itself is the malacha. And sometimes you have both options. That's a little bit what's going on over here. There's another thing I want to bring out, or is terms to actually figure out, is there actual maisa malacha called seder? Or there is no maisa malacha called seder. Seder means, I create it now, that's tachas yadi. There's a famous Rambam, it's discussed in halacha, about having the dogs go and hunt for you. having the dogs go and hunt for you. What? Shasa Kalba, exactly. Having the dogs hunt for you. Tires out the animal until it's caught. And the Rambam paskens a chiyuv. It's all discussion because there is a little bit of mice, there isn't. Although I almost see this, a sugya. I'm not saying over the sugya. But.
Well, you just send the dogs.
Send the dogs, and maybe you go at the end and you will take that. That's part of the whole discussion. But I don't want to get into that element. And there's a whole discussion, the Berelacha. And there's a cowboy, there's a Rama. I almost see it. But what I wanted to get to is that the. The Egletal, Avinezer. He's discussing, is this a specific thing about Seda? Or is this just the general concept of having a machine do a malacha for you? We spoke about last time, we learned Shabbos, spoke a lot about machines, and machines doing the malacha for you. If you could create an Isha Mishum Chitzai, and the machine does a malacha for you, so then that's you, that's your kach. You did the malacha through the machine. So is that what's going on by the dogs? That the dogs are your machine, they're your hunting machine? I dilma. What we're saying now, that maybe by Tzedah, it's not so Pasha Bechot, there's something called a Maisa Tzedah. The creation of getting the item, it's an animal, the creation of getting the item, Takos Yodi, and like we were Mamshech, for some type of purpose, that's really what the Tzedah is. B'lav Davka, there's a full-fledged Maisa. There's another Nekuda in terms of being Magdir. So we're trying to drive it over here, and this is what we have to do in every single Malacha, to be Magdir Malacha, is to understand, is there a Gedah to this Maisa? This malacha, known as Seda, because that's the example we're talking about now, is there a gather to what exactly is called a Maisa Seda? That's one shayla. Is there, isn't there, what is it? One, can you be chayav for the Maisa? And number two, and this also we have to do, come out every single malacha, what's the outcome that we're looking for? What's the, Paul Yartzi, what did I accomplish? What I toy, if that's probably the best way to say, what I accomplish, that accomplishment says, oh, it must be the malacha was done. This is always going to be the two sides to every single malacha. So, going back to how we started, to say just trapping and hunting might not be enough. It might be that somehow that there's a tachas yodi in the sense that I got it for usage. I think all of this is very, very important psicha. We're going to see a Maridik, a famous machlekes, and I'm going to end with this point, Rashba and Ran. It's one of the very important marmakims in Seda. When a person just closes doors in his house, there happens to be an animal there. And he just closes his door. Why? Because he left his house. Is there a Maisa Seda? There isn't a Maisa Seda. And the Rashba and the Rambam, mamish miss each other. They're on different pages completely. Like, you read both them, you see that they're on different planets. But l'chura, what's going on over here is they're trying to be magdir. Is there a Seda b'chlal? And we could think already of a lot of reasons why there would be. Technically, it's a small area. There's an animal that's normal to catch. It's Tzvi. And you closed it. Now it can't get out. So in that sense it is. But in other sense, is this really called a Maisa Seda? Do I attribute the fact that he closed the door to his house that he somehow did a Maisa Seda? Do we care about the Maisa Seda? The point being is a lot of the sugi is always going to be to understand what is the malacha, magdir malacha, what's the Maisa to malacha, what do we tu'ayf in order to say chayv the malacha. So it's something that every single malacha is going to have to be dealt with right from the beginning, just to open your mind, and then to Be'ez Hashem learn all the sugyas, and of course we're going to learn it to have hopefully some very clear answers. So Be'ez Hashem, Hatzlacha to everyone. Should be a good smile.